Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back to the Nerdcore podcast, the podcast where we use movies and talk that nerd shit. This is episode 442.
I feel like this man just forgot where we were. This is a podcast?
I was about to say live show, bro. I was about to say
nope, you'd be wrong show. There too.
Yeah. 443 is the last review of Wes Anderson month. And as always, is the nerd you're going to hear the show lunch with my wonderful co-host, Brad.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, bro?
Ah, another day, another dollar, another night to make them. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, another day, another dollar for me too, bro. Yeah, man. Work interesting today, Brad, or what's called? Today's just another regular Tuesday?
It was a regular Tuesday. No.
Yeah.
Nothing. Amazing or horrible happen, so you know those are the days I like.
Nice. No trailer reactions to be talking about, Brent?
No. If anybody wants to see our first one, check it out on YouTube.
Yep, on the YouTube channel, guys. Yesterday, we did not go live because Brad was busy and he got home really late, so we did not do this episode yesterday. But we did film a trailer reaction to the Spider-Man No Way Home teaser trailer, which is up on the YouTube channel. If you have not watched it, go check it out. It's already been copyright claimed, so don't worry. We're not getting a penny out of that.
That's okay. We didn't think we were.
But as always, you guys can go check that out. I want to say we did pretty good. OBS decided to shit out on me at the end, in the middle of it. And
you can't really tell. Good editing.
I had to edit. Yeah. But yeah, we're hoping everyone's having a good Tuesday and everyone's doing well. This is our last review of Wes Anderson month, which has proven to be quite the fantastic month, right, Brent?
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I'd say have been no stinkers as of yet.
Nope, no stinkers, bro. We got one more left though. But that's for the Patreon. And as always, Patreon mini pod exclusive will be next week. We'll be talking about Isle of Dogs. If you guys want to check that, if you want to go ahead and check out that review, you got to go to the Patreon at patreon.com/nerdcore and place a $2 tier or above for that episode. And we've got quite the film today. It's his first animated film. I'm really excited, man. So I guess I can't really stall much, right? Like, we usually go, like, 5 minutes, like,
stall a little. I don't know.
Work was work for me, too, bro.
Yeah, I don't know where to go on the work thing. Is there anything in the news that we've heard that I haven't today?
Sat down. Really? What's it called? Watched Sabrina just did a Lighthouse watch-along with two other people. So that was cool.
I sent you a thing where Mephisto might be in the movie.
Bro, if that isn't the dumbest shit I've seen.
I don't think it's trolling, which makes it like even funnier.
Yeah.
But it's like, look at this drawing of this devil horn on Spider-Man, Mephisto
confirmed. Oh my god, but
stop it. Y'all are sounding like Stacy. You're stealing Stacy's bit.
Get some help. Yeah. Nothing much, y'all. Of course, we'll be talking about the trailer this Saturday on the live show with all our friends. But if you want to go hear our thoughts.
I think Mr. Chozone's going to show up.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what it sounded like.
The internet pretty much broke yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There was no Kardashian.
No Kardashian, bro. But let's go ahead and get this going, though. I think that I've stalled enough. Fantastic Mr. Fox, my friends. If you have not watched this movie, you want to get out of here and stop watching. if you care about spoilers. If you don't care about spoilers, then you can go ahead and keep going if you've already watched it as well. Either way, how it goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is a fact. It is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, I got to read. Let's get to reading.
Yay, words.
Yeah. Once again, oh, not that much, but yeah. Once again, Taste of Cherry has one sentence. Fantastic Mr. Fox is a 2009 American comedy film directed by Wes Anderson, who co-wrote the screenplay with Noah Baumbach. The project is based on the 1970 children's novel the same name by Roald Dahl and uses stop-motion animation. George Clooney, Meryl Streep, Jason Schwartzman, Bill Murray, Willem Dafoe, and Owen Wilson star. The plot follows the titular character, Mr. Fox, played by Clooney, as his spree of thefts results in his family and later his community being hunted down by three farmers known as Bogus, Robert Holston, Bruce, Hugo Guinness, and Bean, Michael Gambon. Development on the project began in 2004 as a collaboration between Anderson and Henry Selick, who worked with Anderson on the 2004 film The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou under Revolution Studios. In 2007, Revolution and Selick left for other projects. Work on the film was moved to 20th Century Fox, where production began in 2007. Released in the United States on November 13, 2009, to critical acclaim, the film received a nomination for Best Animated Feature, losing the award to Up. Of course, cinematography by Tristan Oliver, edited by Andrew Weisblum, and music, of course, by long collaborator of Wes Anderson, Alexandre Desplat. And it comes in at an hour and 27 minutes. On a budget of $40 million, this made $46.5 million in the box office. Whew. All right. That was a lot to read. Not that big of a success, but that being nominated, you know.
I feel like this is a cult favorite, though. Like, yeah. It's grown through the years as a cult favorite. Like a lot of Wes Anderson movies.
Also, stop motion doesn't usually get a lot of love at the box office, bro.
Generally not, unless it's
sucks, bro.
What's the one with the dude in the Wallace and Gromit? Unless it's Wallace and Gromit.
Which sucks, bro, because stop motion, claymation, those are all so cool, bro. Like,
and they take forever. Actual,
like, a lot of talent.
There's so much work. There's so much work in stop motion. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll go first since it's my movie. I fucking love this movie, man. This movie was fantastic, as the title says.
No pun intended.
Fun, completely intended. I love just, what's it called? It's, of course, Anderson style included in this. But I just love the whole feeling of a heist animated film. And how, like, it's also about, like, poverty. And it's about, like, all these different things. But overall, like, I love how, like, he takes like this story and like just makes such a great transcendental film about a film out of this, and how it's also like about like growing up, about like the kid and stuff. And just, I just had such a great time with this movie, man. This is my third favorite of this month right now. Well, not my third favorite. I'm sorry. I'm counting Grand Budapest. My second favorite of this month so far. But yeah, Brad, what did you think about this movie?
Yeah, it's not that high up there on mine. Like, I still like the Darjeeling Limited.
Darjeeling Limited?
Yeah. Up there. And what other ones did we watch?
Life Aquatic.
And Life Moonrise Aquatic. Moonrise
Kingdom.
Yeah. So yeah. I still think those two. I think I put this as my third favorite for the month. I thought stop motion was really cool. It looked quite different from other stop motion that you generally see. I did like the heist kind of story of it. My biggest thing I did not like is I felt like he got all his cast together in this movie, like all, and George Clooney just felt out of fucking place to me. I just did not like him as the voice of Mr. Fox.
I thought that you could have, what's it called, easily put Clooney, replace Clooney for like for Murray.
Yeah, I would have liked like Bill Murray as Badger was cool, but yeah, I would have liked him as Mr. Badger, Fox. Bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he for the little bit that he was on as Badger, I did like him. Yeah. But that was what kind of put me out of this. It's the same thing that happened with Rhea. It went with Awkwafina. Yeah. I felt like that voice was out of place and just took me out of this movie.
I loved Jason Schwartzman as Ash Fox.
Yes. Yes, he did. He did an amazing job.
And Christopherson, Eric Anderson.
I think the whole cast, other than George Clooney, like did it for me.
Yeah. I love this. Like, that's the, I'm going to agree with you on that, Brad. That's the only thing in this movie where I was like, yeah, like you could have had anybody else for him.
Really? You could have thrown a Defoe in there who played the rat. And I love the rat. He played that so well. But yeah, that's my biggest gripe. And it's a shame that it's the title character.
Good movie. How they got George Clooney into a Fox costume seemed odd.
That's like a every Wednesday for him.
But yeah, man, I
heard it here first. Dude, Clooney's a
even
furry.
Wes Anderson making his voice cameo as the Weasel, bro.
Yeah, like, but he was like all these other characters. Like, they maybe it's just because I watched 4 Wes Anderson movies now, where I just got used to all of the actors he's used. And since George Clooney wasn't in there, it's just like, this is odd. Like, I hear Murray, I got Defoe, Schwartzman's over there. You know, like, all these actors, actresses he's used before are in this. And the main title character of this, he puts someone that I'm not used to hearing, and it throws me out of the movie.
What did you think about Meryl Streep?
I like Meryl Streep. I thought she was great. Yeah. But was she the wife?
Yeah, she was the wife.
Yeah, I thought she was great. I thought Meryl Streep was great. I don't know. It's just George Clooney. It's just weird hearing George fucking Clooney coming out of a fox.
So there's also things about this
movie.
Oh,
shit.
Like,
the Seppy guy. Hey, long here. Time no so see, sir. Long he's time, he's checking to make sure we're still plugging him.
Yeah. there's also just like, so I love how, like, of course, you have like, this is an animated film, right? And then, you know, he still does that style. Like, he does like those big close-ups. Like, when you're looking at Ash, when he's going to go save Christopherson from the barrel, like, he does that close-up and you just see Ash's face. And like, you could imagine that this is literally the angle that Wes Anderson would get if it was a live-action film.
I mean, and parts in this were funny as hell. The pine cones that you're lighting on fire and throwing everywhere. That shit was funny. Like, this is a generally a good movie. It's just, you know, I just, why did we go close up on me? Oh, because Raul is apparently gone now. Thanks, Raul.
I love when I hit my, what's it called, back button accidentally.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there like, why did I get the close up?
What did Shane say?
Shane said, finally moved my setup over to my crib 3 months later.
But Brad, you were saying, sorry, repeat that for me, please.
I thought this was generally a good movie. Like, this is a Wes Anderson through and through. Yeah. It's not my favorite, though. Not even my favorite of this month. Life Aquatic and the Darjeeling Limited. And then the Grand Budapest Hotel over everything until I get to see the French Dispatch with my own eyes. But this, you know, it's not bad animated. I've seen Isle of Dogs. That's probably like one of the only Wes Andersons I think I've seen before this, and you know, I think this ranks there, but like, I don't know, I would have liked this much better had Bill Murray been Mr. Fox.
Yeah, I think if just Clooney would have not been the voice for just switch those two roles. But yeah, man, I really liked the experience I had with this. I liked the feeling that it gave me. And you know, I also just think that it's just expertly crafted as well. And just
I could go for some cider. I'm just, you know.
Yeah. the humor too, bro. Just, you know, Anderson's humor is just, it's there, bro. Come on.
Oh yeah, through and through.
Yeah. I love that scene so I'm going back again. Sorry. I loved Ash and Christopherson in this whole movie. Like, those two characters were probably my favorites of this movie. I love when they're when Ash when he's asking him like, okay, this is the time you give me a karate lesson. And he's still telling him how to do it and everything, and he tries to do it, but he fails miserably.
He knocks him off and ends up breaking him out anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, what Christofferson Silver Fox? Well, wasn't he the country music singer for the start in Blade? Shut up, Miss AZ.
Oh, damn, Miss AZ.
But dude, I didn't notice that that was Defoe at first. That
yeah,
was
the rat. Defoe's, yeah, yeah, I didn't notice that either. So, but like, I love the rat in this. That was pretty funny. Oh, that was like,
oh man,
and a great death scene.
Yeah. Oh, and, and of course, what's it called? The badger. I Murray as the badger is just fantastic.
As a lawyer. I love how like Mr. Fox is like, damn, she'll listen to my lawyers.
Yeah. Oh my God. The wolf, bro. The wolf. At the end, right? You know, like,
yeah.
What's it called? And then you just hear Clooney going like, I have a deep phobia of wolves. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God. Also just the dog too. Just I love how they completely forgot about the whole rabies part of the plan. And they were like, why is he foaming at the mouth? I was like, oh, rabies, oh. That's right.
I love how the dog doesn't move until he gets like inches away from it.
Yup. My God, but yeah, man, I thought this was a really good movie. It's one of my favorites of this month. I still have Grand Budapest Hotel at number one. I have Live Aquatic with Steve Zissou at number two, and this is number three. And then I completely forgot what the other ones go by. But yeah, it was a great time, bro. I enjoyed it. I'm really considering next sale picking up a couple of Andersons on the Criterion Collection. Because most of them,
I'd say that'd be a good move.
Yeah, yeah. Alex bought all of them. Yep, bought all of them. Man also has a pretty damn good job, so I don't blame him. So, yeah. What are we gonna go? I'm gonna go ahead and give Fantastic Mr. Fox a 9 out of 10. Brad, what are you gonna go ahead and give Fantastic Mr. Fox?
I'm gonna give Fantastic Mr. Fox. I can't talk today, apparently. 7.5 out of 10.
Still broke, shaking my head. Still broke, bro.
Still grinding. Broke. Still grinding.
Hey, bro, but you know what? We're stealing chickens, and what else did you steal, Brad?
Apple cider and goose.
Goose, yeah, yeah.
Goose Dude, liver, that's... goose pate.
I love how at that one point when they were trying to shoot at him, they all severely missed, bro. Like, really badly missed. Like, that was
Stormtrooper. Oh, yeah. It was Stormtrooper aim.
Yeah.
Like, you tell who the heroes of the story were.
It's like, come on, man. Y'all are farmers. You're telling me you don't know how to shoot? Oh, my God. But,
I wonder if Shane noticed that. Shane noticed my crib has been moved as well.
Yeah, Shane, did you notice that?
Look, I have lights.
Yeah. Real gamer hours, right, Brad?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, of course, man, that is our review of Fantastic Mr. Fox. If you are a patron, of course, this month isn't over for you. As next week, we will be discussing on Monday night, we are going to be discussing the Isle of Dogs. It's the last film on this month that we have to do. And we are going to go ahead and, to do that. As always, you can check that out on patreon.com/nerdcore at the $2 tier and above. You'll get the notification that we went live. The link will be there. You can watch us live or you can listen to the audio replay on the podcast feed that it'll be available on Patreon, patreon.com/nerdcore. And of course, Brad, on Thursday, finally, right? Finally, long awaited, our review of The Green Knight.
This is what I'm going to finish watching right after this.
Yep. Yep. Shit, man, look, I did. What's it called? Upgraded or what? Yeah, man. Major upgrade to Brad's place.
Moved up. Cool. Moved up in the loft.
Yeah. He even has a door to nowhere, though it does open up to Middle Earth or on weekends.
Yeah, I had to kick some hobbits in the face. Yeah. Keep them out. Furry footed.
Stacy, have you seen this one? You've seen this one, right? You've seen this movie? But Brad, we do have a couple of minutes to spare. How about we just do the coin toss today?
Okay.
All right.
And I actually have a new coin.
All right, cool. Hold on. Let me go ahead and get the picks up. So, of course, you know, as one a month ends, the next month begins in 2 weeks. So it is time for us to explain to what's it called, to announce to you all. As always, September around here is International Film Month. And International Film Month, we choose movies that are outside of the United States. And we are not allowed to choose any American films. Even if it's a foreign language movie that's shot in the United States, that doesn't count. It's got to be movies produced in a foreign language. In a foreign country. So the rules, of course, are as follows. One country per pick. So, for example, if I chose Russia, Brad could not choose Russia. And if Brad chose Japan, I could not choose Japan. So that was how it was followed. And of course, what's it called? We have our regular two picks in our Patreon mini. And these are our picks. All right. So my picks are, of course, I wanted to finally finish the Andrei Tarkovsky movies that we have not watched. At least I have not watched. This is my last one. Brad still needs nostalgia, but I'll pick that another day. We're finally going to watch Andrei Rublev. All 3 hours of that movie.
Woo-hoo.
That's my first pick. And I've never seen this one, but I also wanted to choose something I had seen, but that I have been dying to show Brad. I've been dying to show Brad because I watched this one not too long ago, and I was just on the edge of my seat the whole time. So I can't wait to rewatch this and show it to Brad. That is Asghar Farhadi's A Separation from Iran. So that's my two picks. Of course, my Patreon pick is a Greek film called Z. That's literally the title, Z. So, yeah. Brad's picks are, of course, the long bit that we've been doing here for a bit now. We're finally gonna watch Y Tu Mamá También.
Y Tu Mamá También.
From Mexico. And then, finally, of course, The Sword of Doom from Japan. Yeah. I'm excited for that, man. And then, of course, Brad's Patreon mini is none other than Brazil's City of God.
Shout out to Julia.
Yeah, this is another movie that's going to happen soon on another podcast. But, yeah, man. All right, Brad, let's get this going. I want to say it's going to be a pretty good month. And let's decide who's going to go first.
All right. Call it.
It's a new coin, bro. Mm-hmm. My luck could be running out now. I'm going to go with Tails.
All right. It is Tails.
Fuck.
The luck continues.
The luck continues. All right. So we will open up September with Andrei Rublev. The week after that, we will do Y Tu Mamá También. The following week, we will do A Separation. And on the last week of September, we will do The Sword of Doom, along with the Patreon mini Z. So that's going to be pretty good, man. I'm excited. Excited. And, of course, thank you all so much for coming along to the podcast. And thank you for listening, and thank you for being here live. Shane and Stacy, thank you guys for being wonderful people. Two of our patrons. And of course, this would not be possible without our patrons. So we want to thank all our patrons. Of course, we want to thank our producers and our writers. Our associate producer, Sarah, thank you so much for being a patron and as producer for as long as you have been. And thank you to our executive producer, Shane. Where can you find Shane, Brad?
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at @XSRK_. Also go purchase something from the Suppy Guide at thriftedil.com. I cannot talk today.
Brad cannot talk
today. I cannot talk today.
What's going on, bro?
I don't know. Got mush mouth.
You really want to watch Green Knight, bro?
Yeah, apparently.
And as
I swear, I haven't been drinking tonight, so that might be the issue.
Of course, we want to thank our writers, Brown Rice 96 on everything. Thank you, Bryce, for being a writer. And go ahead and check them out. Brown Rice 96 on literally all social platforms. And of course, our wonderful Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Tony can be found at @RealNerdyDad on Twitter. Tony, I'm seriously considering deleting TikTok because this one keeps sending me videos every waking moment of the day.
Not every waking moment of the day. I mean, I send far more to Tony.
Yeah, gee, but I don't watch all of them, bro.
You need to watch some of them. Some of them pertain to you.
Fuck off, bro.
How spiteful. Trying to be your friend, and you're just like, fuck off with your video.
I let them stack, and then I watch them all in order. Let's go in the nice order.
That's how you should do it. I mean, I've had it where Tony's had like 32 for me at one time.
Holy
just going through.
Crap, bro. Sweet. Oh my God.
That's what you're supposed to do with TikTok. You're just supposed to watch them continuously till your brain melts.
Of course, we want to thank you all so much. And as always, you can catch us on Thursday for our review of The Green Knight. And I'm very excited. We will be having our friend Gabriel Tice on to be doing that review. And as always, it's been fun. Oh, hold on. We have a Stacy comment here. Stacy says, you'll enjoy watching Green Knight, Brad. When Patel's character blows up the hospital dressed up as a nurse, great stuff.
You know, I would watch that. I'm not lying. I would watch that crossover.
Oh, man.
Enthusiastically.
But I hope everyone had a wonderful day, and thank you all so much for listening. As always, I'm signing off. Bradley, send him out.
All right, Raul. Thank you for being host as always. Thank you to those joining us in chat today, Shane and Stacy. Appreciate you both. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And I guess to end this episode, I'm going to go watch The Green Knight and try to figure out why I'm mumbling. Young Yoda out.